CliffCentral.com.
Testing, 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 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Good morning. It's Friday, sexy bitches. What's happening? I love me some Friday. Huh? Don't you love you some Friday? Hell yeah. It's the best. My buddy, I have got so many new news songs for you.
Oh, okay. That's good
news. So many. A bunch. And then I got emails from people with new Anthea songs.
Mm.
So there's lots of that too. It's going to be a very busy couple of weeks with all of those new contributions from our fantastic audience. So how's everybody feeling?
Good.
Ahead of the weekend. Your weekend's looking good. Anybody got any exciting things happening this weekend?
I have therapy.
Therapy.
Okay, now.
You serious?
So we're just going to dive straight in.
Well, after last night's movie screening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How did it go? You hosted it, right?
Woo-hoo.
How was it?
You know, I now get why there's actually like padded cushioning on like your seat in the theater.
Because you dig your nails into it?
You need to, absolutely, with this movie. Oh.
How bad?
My goodness.
What's the name of the movie again?
A Cure for Wellness.
Okay.
And you yourself will need a cure when you're done watching
it. So, I don't want to spoil the story for everybody because it only opens up in cinemas today, but the basic premise is that you go to this wellness center in the Swiss Alps.
Uh-huh.
And you're meant to, like, it's a retreat, it's a spa, and you're meant to get better, and it's probably a bunch of rich people.
Ooh, but it's so much juicier than that. Then you have to ask yourself, why do you have to go to the wellness center in the first place? And why is it so far and secluded? And then once you're there, why do they do certain things? And then how you... Too much. But it's so juicy at the same time.
Okay.
It's one of those situations where you can never just sit and relax and think, oh, I know what's coming up.
Will
next.
It change your perception of what Davos is all about when the G8...
Okay, no. A movie does a lot of things, but not that. But really is one of those like juicy, edge of the seat. You're like sitting with bated breath constantly.
Wow.
Did you scream?
Oh, you know, it actually got to a point where everyone was not judging each other for screaming. There were screams, there were gasps, there were how am I's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were, I can't even stomach popcorn right now. It was, oh yeah.
People took strain.
We all just gave each other a collective hug, and it'll all be all right, and a pat on the back when it was done.
Was it full? Is everybody there?
Oh, you know, we have our Cliff Central crew, which was very, very awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. So we all came together for that. A Cure for Wellness. I'd really, really recommend it. And
fantastic.
Also think the people behind the movie need to also get their heads examined.
Oh, really? It's that scary?
Oh, it gets you freaked. Let's just put it that way.
Hmm. All right.
Thursday night.
That's fantastic. So it opens up in cinemas today.
Mm-hmm.
A Cure for Wellness. Go along and see it and tell us if you agree with Sia. I want to know what you think. Oh, I haven't seen a movie in ages.
Like actually go to a cinema, popcorn movie?
Yeah, anything. I saw Rogue One in December. That's it. That's the last time I saw a movie.
I haven't been in a movie theater since... 2015. Mm.
Wow.
What did you watch?
I can't remember.
Okay.
That's because my belly doesn't...
Too far back.
She doesn't date anyone anymore. She goes straight to the sex. She's like, I have limited time. You know, I got to wake up really early tomorrow. You got to make this happen now. But I want to take you to a movie.
Well, I'll film you with this in your mouth. Now go.
But I'm also such a criminal at this stage in my life. Everything that I watch is basically pirated. So, you know, somebody gives it to you or you download it from some illegal place. And
right.
Yeah. That's how I watch movies.
Well, it's not just you. You know, if we're all guilty, then everyone's...
I think it is, guys. I think all of us are law-abiding citizens. It's just my buddy the hoodlum Malloy over there.
Right.
Oh, says Ben, who brings a fresh USB every other week.
Oh, bullshit.
Yep, yep. Says Ben, who was the one telling us he's going to give us Black Mirror to watch on his USB.
I said no such thing.
I wouldn't know where to
I
find...
I strongly advise you to watch certain shows.
I wouldn't know where to find Black Mirror on the internet if I tried.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
I can find lots of stuff. I wouldn't know where... What channel is that on if it's on TV?
It's all Netflix stuff.
Okay. Well, we don't even get most of that stuff here, so. So you have to get it somewhere.
Does that mean you still haven't watched it?
No, I'm going to get to it, I promise you. Maybe this weekend. I've got a nice quiet weekend ahead.
But don't you, for example, miss the experience of going to the cinema?
No.
Not really, huh?
No?
No.
I kind of like it. It depends what mood I'm in. My favorite thing to do in the cinema is go on my own in the middle of the day when no one else is there.
Yeah, because you do that all the time.
So that I've done it before.
All alone.
Yeah, it's amazing. Or you just go with two or three people, and then it's nice and quiet. You don't go when it's busy.
See, because I'm horrible, and I know a lot of people hate this, but I'm the guy who needs to go with someone.
Yeah.
So that I'm like, did you see that? Yeah, oh, my goodness, it's coming. Like,
yeah,
I,
you
I
see,
need
I,
to...
that would drive me crazy.
Exactly.
But I did, the last time I went, you remember, Ben, it was with you and Daniela. Yeah. So we went to see Rogue One, and there was this woman who actually answered her phone in the movie and started having a conversation right next to me. And I turned to her and I said, no, this is not happening, no. And she was horrified. Like, I was the one who had no social etiquette or manners.
See, that's why it's got to be a special occasion movie, because people ultimately are very disappointing. So you'll wait forever for popcorn, which is 3 days old, by the way, and then just keep it under that warmer light. So that's probably giving you cancer.
And I don't even want to know what the prices are these days. Like that movie ticket plus the popcorn plus
it's
the slush puppy.
Trust me.
It's not cheap, hey?
No, it's
and
expensive.
The Smarties inside the popcorn.
Yeah, but by world standards, it's still relatively cheap to watch cinema movies here. Which is like the irony, because you look at it and go, what a rip. But it's actually really cheap as chips.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you compare cinema prices in South Africa compared to America or Brexit or whatever.
Like, America is the home of movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of, like in New York, I've seen one cinema in all of Manhattan. There are so many restaurants, you fall over a restaurant when you kick a bucket over and there's a restaurant under it. You can't find a cinema. Am I wrong? Am I missing something? Did somebody hide the cinemas in Manhattan underground?
Didn't I, Gareth? Not as well traveled as you.
No, but this is the point. I said that we've got cinemas in every shopping mall in South Africa,
right?
Yeah,
pretty much. Well, all the big ones, yeah.
They don't have them there. You really have to search high and low to get one. You'd think this is New York, right? Millions of people. They'd love the movies. There's just a very few cinemas, unless I haven't seen them. I mean, maybe I'm just being ignorant. The Gas Comedy Podcast is on this morning. They've got a couple of interesting people popping by, so hopefully we can catch up with Dave and Eric just before they get on air.
I'm not sure if Dave will be here because he was in Bloemfontein yesterday.
Oh, no, apparently they're coming.
Wow.
Both of them. Michelle says, I loved Alan Ford yesterday talking about WhatsApp sex. That's that was terrific. And
WhatsApp sex.
And then, Cutie said, hello, first thing this morning.
Oh.
Cutie, hello. Hello, Cutie.
Hey, Cutie.
Let's hope your name is indicative of whether or not you're attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
It's Cutie Patootie.
I got to play something for you. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. So... there's a radio DJ. He's got a show. It's an online internet show. And he's got this really deep voice. He talks like this. He's from somewhere in the south. I think it's like Florida or something. And this other guy calls in. It's clearly a prank call. But the host does not realize it's a joke. And they start insulting each other. Because the guy who's calling in says, you stole my voice. Which is ridiculous. But this guy, you know, for some reason he's taken in by it. So just listen to this call. It's hysterical.
How about the 903 area code? Who we got here?
Well, I hope you're happy here.
I'm always happy.
I'm the guy whose voice you stole, and now my whole fucking family is destitute.
Oh, bullshit. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, take it up with the wife directly here.
So now he pretends to be the wife. This is too good. I found this on YouTube or something. It is... This is so clever. I just love it because this host is totally taken in. Oh, so he's now pretended he's stolen his voice and that the family is destitute. Here's the wife.
Hello?
Hello. Who the hell are you?
I'm the wife. My husband's a great man, Troll.
Your husband is an ignorant, delusional son of a bitch.
You are one ignorant son of a bitch.
You ignorant mother, you ignorant bitch, listen.
We had to boil a shock for poop this? Last night.
I'm kind enough to take your call here just so I can show my audience what an ignorant bitch you and your husband are. Both of you are bitches.
Yeah, tell that to our son, dipshit.
Now the son.
Oh, there's a son involved.
So at this point, the guy must be going, all right, this is someone taking the piss. But he doesn't. He starts upping the ante and calling them all ignorant bitches.
What? Go ahead.
Are you the guy that stole my daddy's voice?
Your daddy don't have a voice because he's an ignorant son of a bitch. You have my condolences for being his son.
I lost a football scholarship because of you, Troll.
Go to hell, kid. Go to hell. Tell your family to go to hell.
Uh-oh. My grandfather wants to speak with you.
You got a whole ignorant family here.
You think you're real smart, taking my son's show.
His show? Where's his show? What's his show?
We're destitute now because of you.
I'm glad you're destitute. You're an ignorant son of a bitch. You raised an ignorant son of a bitch for a kid. He's got an ignorant bitch for a wife, and now you've polluted his grandchildren.
Even the goddamn dog's pissed at you.
I feel sorry for your goddamn dog being there having a master like you.
All right, that's it. Time to shit.
What?
All right, now they're all going to shit.
Excuse me?
So this guy is still not caught on that this is bullshit. So now the whole family is going to pull down their pants and they're going to shit.
How old is this radio host?
I don't know.
Because I think this is something you do to someone senile.
I think he's probably senile.
Who doesn't get that there's something hugely wrong with this entire situation.
All right, let's...
shit.
What?
You got it, Dad. Whatever you say, son. Family.
All right.
Drop your pants.
10 callers today just to show you how stupid and idiotic the American people are.
Kermit's shitty.
Eat our shit, scumbag.
Go sit on the toilet or stick your head in it, you injured son of a bitch.
Oh, Jesus, there's blood in mine.
Send me a picture of your family taking a shit, you ignorant bastard.
Some good shitting, folks. Thanks, Dad.
Where's your family at that you're all shitting around a kitchen table?
Sorry, Sparky.
Yeah, on the talk of a PC taking a shit, we must have a family of G's here. I've got him. He's gone. All right. The trolls have hit a new low. Got the whole family calling me. I stole somebody's voice.
Isn't that bizarre?
Very.
It's fantastic, though. I was laughing so hard when I heard it last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. All right, there's a special treat for Friday.
Funnily enough, at the movie premiere last night, lady came up to me who was like beaming with pride.
Oh, yeah?
And she says, I absolutely have to relay how finding out what an upper deck means has changed her life tremendously.
Yeah? Oh, really? She was laughing.
I felt so, like, she had her friend with her. She goes, oh, my goodness, you don't know what an upper decker is? And I'm like, no, please don't, in front of all these people. Now explain this. She goes, you'll love it. And they walk away.
So Ben and I typed in upper decker on Google and did an image search. It was very disturbing.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. Exactly. But
just to see if it was really as widespread a term as it purports to be. Some and it turns out it is.
Some of those upper deckers were quite widespread, which then made us stop searching.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Good morning, team. Gareth, please make an I Love Cliff Central t-shirt so when we fans bump into each other, we can have massive orgies in public. From John. And nice. That's a that's a good idea. You know, get together, and when you spot someone else in the t-shirt, you know they're available because they listen to this show, so they must be morally loose. That's, I think that's the inference, right? All right, so Sia's going for therapy this weekend. Anyone else doing anything interesting?
I got loads of family stuff. My parents are staying with us.
Are they still here?
Well, they're away. They were in this place north of Pretoria the whole week, and now they come to stay with us this weekend. And then going to go see Daniela's parents and their family.
Oh, so you're putting the families together to meet the fuckers?
Yeah, kind of, actually. What do you think of that?
Meet the fuckers?
Yeah. It's like a full home and away leg.
Wow, okay, look at that. That sounds very exciting. Do you think they'll get along?
Well, they did before. It's not the first
time.
Oh,
they have met.
Well, the immediate parents have, but then aunts, uncles, and other people.
Oh, so it's going to be the whole mishpocha, the whole extended family.
Yeah, well, my extended family obviously doesn't live here. I just have my family. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's going to be your mom and dad and your brothers.
No, not my brothers. So it's just my mom and dad and then all her family.
Wow. How many in her family?
Let's go with 7, 8.
Okay, that's not too many. It's not overwhelming. You know, you have 20 people and your parents have to meet 20 people. It's kind of a lot.
Oh, but that's like a standard for most black
families. Yeah, sure. It's like regular stuff.
Do you know who everybody is? I mean, can you figure out how everyone's related to you if it gets to more than 20?
Yeah, because there's always your grandmother who knows everything about the family, right? And she'll tell you.
And, you know, they're just very broad and loose terms. Like, you just sometimes have to know that that's your older brother. I'm like, no, it's not my brother. No, just your brother.
Okay, so it's a loose term. Cousin, right,
it's a
I got
brother,
you.
All right. Something, yeah.
They just call it that, but, you know, he could be a creepy half-uncle.
Mm-hmm. Or someone who's just there for the free food. Yeah. If it's like an occasion.
Right.
Basically.
And there's someone who pretends that they're in the family, but they're there for the free food.
Someone who literally just walked on. That just happens. Like they just saw some commotion happening, so they walk in.
Just joined in the fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. people are fantastic. A bit of a shitty weekend for Mozambique. This tropical storm Dineo is really wreaking havoc.
Wasn't it downgraded and it wasn't such a big deal?
Well, it's still coming here, and apparently we're going to have rain and storms and shit all weekend and then all the way to Wednesday.
There was crazy wind last night,
yeah,
which is like it's a bit odd because there was no rain with it. So obviously it's building to quite like something.
Yeah, it was dry. There wasn't a drop.
Yeah.
Well, they say that the parts that are most likely to experience it are Limpopo, Mpumalanga.
Oh.
KZN.
Damn, I was ready to surf in my pool.
No, don't get too excited. Oh. But yeah, 7 people died in Mozambique, so it wasn't just some smallanyana thing, hey? And 20,000 homes were destroyed.
Yeah.
You got to look out for this stuff.
Yeah.
Look out!
Well, trust South Africa, though, because this is why we do not deserve social media. They took Dineo and all of the hub and bub happening around it and created the hashtag, things Dineo should take with her.
Okay.
Oh, good. No, I like these things. The whoever comes up with this stuff, and it's probably not one person, I love.
Oh, my goodness.
What do we got?
Well, hashtag things Nell should take with her. Pictures of your ex that you can't delete on social media. Things Danielle should take with her, the side chicks that always campaign to be the main chick, even if it's possible. And also, Debonair's extra cheese that costs almost the same amount as the actual pizza.
Can I just, you mentioned one thing there that I need to deal with.
Oh, no.
Pictures of your ex on social media. Can we talk about that for a second?
Okay.
This is a very difficult phenomenon for people to deal with.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the problem, is that in times gone by, you would be able to, you'd be able to take the photographs, which were actual pictures, physical pictures, and you'd be able to put them in a box or put them in a drawer or put them in an album and forget about them. And if you wanted to see your ex in 10 years' time, you could see the pictures of you and your ex. Now, it's part of your timeline on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter. It's there for keeps, which means the new love interest has to put up with that. Because you're not going to go into your... You're not going to delete your life off of Instagram or Facebook. And first of all, there may be hundreds of pictures for some people. People who take a lot of pictures of themselves, especially if they think they're so goddamn happy in a relationship. And then they've got about 5,000 pictures of them and this person, and then they break up. And you're not going to delete 5,000 pictures. It's too labor intensive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Suddenly, in memories, it's going to come back every time. Someone goes through your timeline, they're going to find thousands of pictures of you with your ex. This wasn't something we had to deal with before. Out of sight, out of mind. Because you do move on. Nobody stays in a relationship mentally unless you've got a problem. So the ex, let's say three relationships back. You don't have to think about that person. How often do you think about your three exes back? You don't.
Never.
Right. But now, if you go onto social media, you're going to find something. And we have to deal with this. We have to find a way. Like, you should be able to, once your relationship status changes, all the pics of that person are removed from the timeline. They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But they should automatically be removed from the timeline so that you don't have to see them. And other people don't have to see them. Because what if it ended badly? Let's imagine it ended badly.
But don't you think also, like, that's your life, though?
I know.
Yeah, part of your story.
The beauty of having a shitty memory, if you're a human, is that you don't hold on to stuff, and you forget things, and you can move on. Obviously, the benefit to having a great memory is you can see things in context. You can remember your whole life.
Yeah.
But you do hold on to things a lot longer. I can decide... whether I want to remember something or not. And you can, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You can block out things that you're just not interested in dealing with anymore. People you don't need in your life anymore.
Mm.
Bad experiences. Some of us are lucky enough to be able to block that out. Social media makes it impossible now.
But also, don't you think that if you are courting, to say, with someone,
mm-hmm.
and they go through your timeline, and it's like, wow, this person is only ever just... by himself or something, and you think, well, why have they never had a relationship? Is this person like an axe murderer?
Yeah, that would be very odd.
Can not be trusted with like someone else in their lives?
True.
But then maybe if you're going to go in for a penny, in for a pound, it should list every relationship.
Oh, no.
It's like social LinkedIn.
Imagine that. Mubs, imagine it links every person that you've been in a relationship with and it puts them all there on the list.
And status of how it ended.
Yeah.
June 17th, 2015, messy. August 12th, 2008, violent.
No, that's reality.
That would be an interesting upgrade on 7 degrees of separation, because then what you could do is you'd be able to tell how many sexual partners we've shared.
Yeah. Imagine it doesn't just say mutual friends.
Because
it says people you've both fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could go onto you could go onto anyone's profile and see like, oh, she also dated him. Oh, and so did she. And her.
Hey, girlfriend.
See, now that would be a good friend to have. Because, you know, before you get yourself into that situation, you ask, like, yo, was it worth it? How did it go?
Yeah, was she or he any good?
Especially, and then you get, like, a relationship clout score at the end.
Ooh.
It's like, well, I'm thinking about him, but, you know, he's a 73, and, like, Bruce was, like, 90.
Yeah.
Then it's obvious not to go down that road, that 73 road.
But how funny is that you got to work, you got to worry about your relationship ranking score in life?
And also, like, Caitlyn Jenner's Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, again, if you want to forget stuff, like, Caitlyn wants to be Caitlyn now, not Bruce.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there are pictures of Caitlyn as Bruce. Bruce probably doesn't want those public anymore. Because Bruce is trying to live Bruce's best life.
Yeah.
To use the colloquialism. So how does that work?
You see, that's why I think like my sister's actually onto something. On her Instagram, she only ever has 100 pictures. So she deletes things from way back.
Ah,
she deletes things that don't really look as good as the rest. She only keeps 100 constantly.
Wow.
That's interesting. Because like, I always delete pictures I don't think are worth keeping. So why not have them on social media?
Huh. Nope.
It's just like clothes. It's like, if I'm not going to wear anything ever again, I always get rid of it. So you have a certain amount of clothes.
Your, like, winter cupboard is social media.
Yeah, I guess.
You pretty much put all the pictures that you don't need to keep yourself onto social media. So there's an archive of them, but you don't need to check
it. Social media is like my archive, but I never have too much on my phone.
Wow.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. So you keep your memory on your phone fairly clear.
Like Instagram's my archive for a lot of things.
All right.
No.
If I go back onto it, I don't know what I'm going to find.
I only have pictures on my phone, not on social media.
Well, of course.
But that's because I have problems.
Yeah, but we know your Instagram has got like two pictures, and they're not even...
It has nothing.
I'm amazed you even have pictures on your phone.
It has no posts.
How's your email going, by the way? Have you figured out how to clear that inbox yet?
My inbox is...
Yeah, complete that sentence. Let me hear.
I'll get to it.
My inbox is...
Okay.
A work in progress. That's what it
is. I'll get to it. Just don't. You just leave me alone.
No, I need to supervise you.
I just love the look
on
Mabale's face when something is mentioned that was, you know, sent on email, and her face just drops.
Always,
and she goes, what?
It's always like a big surprise. It's like when Justice Malala messages me 10 o'clock the night before the burning platform and goes, oh, I'm in Durban. It's like, what? That just happened?
How do you function
he
like
goes,
that?
Oh, sorry guys, I'm in Durban. I go like, oh, that's a surprise to you? Who bought your ticket? If you didn't know. So with my buddy, it's like that with email. You mention, hey, did you get that email? She goes, oh,
what?
Yeah, she always looks like terrified. Oh, Jesus, another one. They keep slipping through the cracks. This is a mystery box.
And we go, my buddy, there was a whole thread. Like eight people responded.
Yeah, her email's like a lucky packet. Lucky dip.
So when you go into an email, where is his inbox? Is there like a big number next to it where we just have the word inbox?
Yes, currently there's 100 and...
Oh, my God. Doesn't that bother you?
Not as much as it bothers
me.
Other people.
Yeah, well,
I'm thinking.
I'll tell you how many unread messages I've got in mind. 24. And a lot of that is spam. You know what I've started doing? Unsubscribing from everything that comes into my inbox. I mean, it's an effort, but you only have to do it once. And then I've created rules.
Like?
You know, if you go to preferences under mail, you can add rules. So, for example, watch this. So here's a shitty email. So I add a rule. So you name the rule, and it says, if any of the following conditions are met, perform the following action. So you could say, if any of the following conditions, if anything containing the word a new offer comes in, move to trash. Or you could say, if anything comes in from Sia Sangweni, then move to junk mail.
Or if it says dear and then comma.
Yeah, correct. So you can create rules that allow you to sift all the nonsense out of your email. Like here from here's a great email.
I did not know this.
Let me quickly get to this. I know we've got to go to news. In fact, you know what? Remind me. We'll do this after news. Okay. It's too good for me to rush. This is just the greatest email that I got yesterday, which is complete nonsense. All right. It's time for Mabale's news. And Mubs, would you like an orchestra, an instrument, or a chorus to start your news this morning? Brought to you by Kolkakia Pizzeria. What do we want?
A chorus, please.
Oh, okay. Very good. Kolkakia Pizzeria, let me quickly tell you about them before we get to Mabale's news, because they are calling all vegans. Calling all vegans. That's you, Sia.
Almost there.
Well, vegetarian.
Yeah.
If you are tired of never having any vegan options, that time is at an end. Kolkakia Pizzeria brings you their very first vegan margarita pizza. Enjoy the vegan cheesy goodness as a margarita or on your favorite Kolkakia Pizzeria pizza at an extra cost. Kolkakia Pizzeria, they are the reason you crave pizza. What do we got?
I love it.
Mm.
I'm going to begin with a little segment that I like to call Yay for Our Courts, and we love it when horrible people get their just desserts.
Yay, who?
All right, so convicted pedophile Christo Ioannidis was yesterday sentenced to 20 years in jail for raping his young niece. This all went down in the Benoni Magistrates Court, where they sentenced him to 15 years for rape and 5 years each for criminal inuria, assault, and contravention of the Children's Act.
Good.
On December the 8th, he was found guilty of raping the girl between 2003 and 2005. She was 11 years old at the time. The girl was from Slovakia, and Ioannidis threatened to have her and her mother deported back to that country if she said anything. You are a disgusting human being.
Yes, go to hell.
Then, earlier this week, a convicted pedophile was sentenced to 32 life sentences. Mm-hmm. And 170 years in prison for 870 charges of rape and possession of child pornography.
870?
And he had the audacity to weep and beg for forgiveness last week Friday.
Get out of here.
Screw you.
Sure. I was watching something yesterday about how people actually hunt pedophiles in Europe.
Mm.
Really, really inspiring stuff.
Yeah. East Rand car salesman Warren Troy Knoop was sentenced by Judge Kasim Musa in the High Court in Johannesburg earlier this week. He pleaded and begged. He said, "I can't take back everything I have done to those people, but, you know, please be kind and lenient. Screw you. 170 years in prison. Now go." And then an Ohio woman accused of live streaming images of a man raping a 17-year-old girl was sentenced to 9 months in prison.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. 19-year-old Marina Lonina, she was sentenced earlier this week in Columbus after pleading guilty to one count of obstructing justice under a deal with prosecutors.
Good. I like that all these people are going to jail. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is absolutely important for us to hear good news of this nature because we're so used to hearing bad news normally.
See, 871 charges.
870. Yeah.
And don't they have to, like, do they have to read each one out in court?
Well,
like, you are charged with.
I suppose so.
Oh, girl. After, like, number five, I'd just be like, you're screwed, basically.
Yeah, just go straight to jail.
Yeah.
Do not do anything. In fact, just go straight to jail.
Yep, yeah.
Just get out of here.
Sucks.
Wow, there's some good news. I love hearing that those shitty people go to jail. It's great.
Okay, so Standard Bank could have to pay tens of billions of rands for its traders allegedly fixing the price they bought and sold the rand at. But, you know, according to legal and financial experts, they believe that the chances of those banks who were named yesterday, they believe that the chances of these banks accused of price fixing actually having to pay such huge fines are unlikely, even if they are found guilty of colluding on the price of the rand. The Competition Commission on Wednesday asked the tribunal that 15 banks pay 10% of their annual turnover for all the years that traders allegedly colluded on price they sold and bought the rand for. But, you know, legal and financial experts say that is highly unlikely. Their investigation started back in April 2015 and goes back to the year 2007. Now, APSA is apparently exempt from a fine because they cooperated with the Competition Commission with reports that one of their staff members came forward as a whistleblower.
Already?
So then they gave, you know, APSA like immunity because of the cooperation that their bank gave there. But Standard Bank and Investec and, you know, all those other international banks that were named, they will still have a lot to answer for. So, yeah, we'll see how long this plays out. And, in fact, we'll see if, A, the banks are found guilty. And if they are found guilty, how much they'll have to pay back. Because, you know, banks have a lot of money. And we all know this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know what? Some people just seem to escape the law.
It reminds me of that banking crisis in the United States all those years ago. I mean, they managed to escape the law, didn't they?
They did. No one's gone to jail for that.
Yeah.
No one. The global financial crisis.
Yes.
We know what criminal activity those banks were involved in. No one went to jail. Some of those people who sank the world economy are they're living this great life.
Mm.
Got tons of cash. Anyway.
Such is life,
unfortunately. You know, different rules for different people.
And then there's a 15-year-old teenager, Tyler Baker, who was born without any ears. Now, apparently, one out of every 10,000 children are born without ears. It's a condition known as microtia. I'm sorry if I butchered that to all the medical experts.
No, that's all right.
But yes, 15-year-old Tyler Baker has made the news after receiving two new ears, which were made of silicone, and they were shaped according to his sister's ears.
Hmm.
He now hopes to become a professional swimmer and for people to stop staring at him. There's actually a YouTube video of him if you want to check out Tyler Baker's story. The operation happened at Groteskier Hospital.
All right, so yeah. He's local.
Yes, he's a local boy, Cape Town boy.
All right.
Just a bit of good news, I suppose. But yes, how's that? One in every 10,000 children born without ears.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Who would have guessed?
Not me.
Wow.
Born without ears.
Happening in South Africa.
Jeez, all right. Wow.
We actually do make some great medical advances.
Yeah, we make good ears, apparently.
Well.
Do you like your ears?
No.
You don't like your ears?
Hold on.
Mine are small and my head is big. No. I mean, my head is big for the size of my...
You know that your ears get much bigger as you get older, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing more heartbreaking when you see an old man with, like, a dried fruit on either side of his head. Like, they just look like old bananas. Age is the most undignified thing in this whole world.
All right, it's time for us to get to some sport with Ben. Dried fruit.
That's horrible.
All right, let's get into it. Here we go. Ben, actually, you know what? Ben said there's not a lot of sport this morning. Is that true?
Not a great deal.
Oh.
Okay. Friday, ahead of the weekend, there's not much going on?
Well, look, there's football, okay? So there was the Europa League last night, and Man United beat St. Etienne. They beat them by 3-0 because Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored 3 goals. Spurs, after 24 hours of pulling the piss out of Arsenal for being so shit, well, they lost to Ghent. So, yeah, but the Europa League, I mean, do you really care? It's really not a big deal. It's just not a big deal at all. So, you know, Sundowns won the CAF Champions League, right?
Yeah.
Now, the CAF Confederations Cup is basically the lesser version of that. It's like the Europa League of that.
All right.
Well, I'm going to butcher this name again. Anyway, so Sundowns have a chance to win another big trophy.
Yes.
They're taking on TP Mazembe.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wins that at Loftus will have another great title and 1.3 million rand.
So that's happening. Are Loftus going to let football matches take place there after the mess that was last weekend?
I'll put it this way. I think the Sundowns fans are going to be the majority here, and they're normally quite well behaved. And the TP Mazembe guys, they're from the Congolese champions. I don't think they're going to kick up too much of a fuss.
All right.
So we got that. There's APSA Premiership action this weekend. We've got Polokwane City will take on IS Cape Town at 3:30. Golden Arrows take on Free State Stars at the same time. Kaizer Chiefs take on Highlands Park at 6. And then Cape Town City versus Orlando Pirates is the big game.
All right.
But, you know, go for Cape Town City. They're a high-flying team right now. Orlando Pirates, well, who knows.
Right.
The sort of unpunished Orlando Pirates still to this day. No problems.
Yeah, there's one week later, no one even cares anymore, right?
Exactly.
No.
And then Sunday we'll see Bloom Celtic versus Chipper United at 3:30. There is FA Cup action though this weekend, Gareth, so I suppose that's the big draw card. We've got those little teams, these rags to riches stories, or rags to tracksuit stories, and they'll take on the strong teams.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing here is that are there any upsets possible? Well, we've got Burnley versus Lincoln City, which has been, Lincoln have been a great, great story so far this year. That'll be Saturday at 2:30. Then Millwall will fight against Leicester at 5. Now Leicester, they just can't get anything right this season. Then we've got Middlesbrough versus Oxford United. Oxford United also another great story from the lower leagues. They'll be at 5. Huddersfield Town will take on Man City at 5.
Huddersfield.
And then Wolves versus Chelsea. I can't see any of those becoming upsets. But then we've got Fulham versus Spurs at 4. Again, I can't see an upset there. Blackburn will take on Man United. That's at 6:15. Those two games are Sunday. And then Monday we'll see Sutton United hosting Arsenal at 5:10. Yeah, I can't see any upsets at all.
Right.
So that's pretty much football. The story that I find quite interesting, though, is this new Bafana Bafana coach, right?
Tell me.
Now, I know whenever you say new Bafana Bafana coach, this could be like, what, there's another one? Because there's just been so many. I think there's been more Bafana Bafana coaches since post-isolation than American presidents.
Yeah.
Easily, I think.
Fortunes.
Now,
in fact, I bumped into three of them the other day, all shopping in the same aisle.
Yeah, and that's just like, that's just one Woolworths.
Right.
So, Belgian Hugo Broos.
Yes.
Now, he won AFCON now with Cameroon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he is quite interested in this Bafana Bafana job.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, Sheikh Mashaba was given the boot, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. So, this Hugo Broos believes that, well, screw it, I wouldn't mind getting that job, because if you think about it, jobs in Africa go, this one's pretty well paid.
It's good money.
You get to stay here.
What does a Bafana coach get?
More than you should.
How much? Do we have any idea?
Probably gets about the same as this remote coach. Probably more, actually.
So a couple of mil?
Yeah, a couple of mil.
Jeez.
Easy enough.
That's a nice job. For what? For walking around the sidelines and screaming and shouting and occasionally running a training session.
No one hears that stuff anyway. So he's in the mix here, okay? So he probably thinks that Cameroon won't make the World Cup, even though they are only 4 points behind Nigeria currently in their group.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, yeah, cool, I'll take it on. Then Roberto Mancini, who used to be the Man City manager, he's also quite keen.
Hmm.
So there's a couple of guys who are quite keen on this, plus the prolific Egyptian manager when Egypt were at their prime, he's also got dead keen.
All right.
But, you know, it's not going to make a difference, though.
Yeah, you know, it sounds to me like these keen coaches are kind of like, you know, a typical woman who thinks that she's going to be the one to change the guy. But no, you're not.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because we can get whatever manager they want.
You're going to be the one to change the guy.
Oh, yeah. Every woman thinks they're going to be the one to change his way.
Yes. Yeah,
we all think that this is going to be the one to change our terrible sports coaches.
Well, the team, change the team around.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all you need to know about football right now. So we've got the PSL, and then Sundowns could get another trophy, and yeah. FA Cup, that's the big one. So cricket's in about an hour and 15 minutes. The Proteas will run into a soggy field, rugby field in New Zealand, and there'll be scattered showers throughout the evening. So that game might just be a complete mess. That is the first and only T20 against New Zealand, and then they take on the Black Caps in a ODI series and a test series. There's golf this weekend, too. Dimension Data Pro is a big local event at Fancourt. Then there's the Genesis Open, where Tiger won't be. Tiger's been advised to stay horizontal for a while because he can't stand up anymore. And then that's the whole thing in Australia. But I do want to play a flashback today.
Flashback time.
Flashback.
Oh no. Is that flashback?
Yeah.
I was having a flashback because I was trying to delete, trying to get more memory on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that back in the day, the sport I used to do here used to be like 20 minutes long?
No.
How the hell did we ever get through 20 minutes on the show?
It's time for a flashback.
So here's something from 2015 I just found quite interesting. It was when Flax was trying to add a breaking news story, which I'm not sure was a breaking news story.
By the way, stop sending me emails asking where Flax is. He doesn't work on the show anymore. He's taken a sabbatical. I don't know if he's coming back or not. That's up to him. But we're going to catch up with him at some point to find out how it's all going. That's all I know. I promise you I'm not keeping anything from you.
So here's a Friday flashback from 2015.
All right, let's go.
Anything else from you? Because I want to get to Anthea.
Gareth, lost tomorrow.
All right. It's time to find out. What do you want, Flax?
I had breaking news.
I heard you going,
yeah. So, this is reported in Ben Tommy.
So, you can still tell us the breaking news. Don't carry on like you've missed your opportunity.
But this is really good, guys.
Wow.
So, this is reported by The Sun in the UK, sports-related. Cristiano Ronaldo is in a gay relationship with a hunky Moroccan kickboxer. The 30-year-old regularly jets to Morocco after training for cuddles with friends Badar Hari. How hectic is that?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised by anyone turning out gay these days. Mm-mm. Is it a big deal?
It shouldn't be.
And if it is, it's probably it's The Sun, so it's probably bullshit.
Yeah.
But even if it is true, who cares?
But he's still got that girlfriend, Arena Sheikh.
Yes, she's hot too.
Maybe he's just bisexual.
Maybe,
then.
Yeah, he swings both ways.
Yeah, maybe he likes a bit of everything and doesn't restrict himself to just the one.
Maybe he likes the Arab world in such a way that he has, yeah.
And let me tell you, if you're as successful, as rich, and as good-looking as Cristiano Ronaldo, you should be having sex with everyone on Earth. That's how I feel. That guy can have sex with everyone on Earth. Think about it. Why does he have to explain himself?
I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like to have sex with
him. Exactly. Women and men.
I bet he's really good. Like, you know,
he could fuck like a rattlesnake.
I reckon he might get the Ballon d'Or for, like, sex as well.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Go ahead. If you're really great at something, roll the dice. Oh, get out there.
Didn't he score four goals a couple of nights ago?
He scored four goals this week. He has four kickboxes.
That's four rounds of sex right there. Four rounds, one after the other.
Bin Al-Harach, whatever his name is. And, okay, here's the deal. You're Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah?
You got this amazing life. You've got this amazing career. You're a great-looking guy. Everybody on Earth wants you. And what, you decide you're only going to bang half the population of Earth? Why?
Go ahead.
Have all of it. It's like someone walking up to the cake table and going, you know what? That cake looks really delicious, but I'm just going to have the tiniest little slice or one of the cherries on the top. I'm not going to actually have a piece of the cake. Cristiano Ronaldo can go up to that banqueting table and he can eat from left to right until he's finished. And he'll never put on weight. And he can keep on doing that night after night after night.
If he wants to go and fuck a shawarma, good for him. Lucky shawarma.
Wow, how's that, huh? Nice flashback for a Friday. Flashback Fridays. I think we need to start something
here. Must become a thing.
Flashback Friday. All right, very, very nice. Now it's time for us to check in with Anthea Gardner and see what's going on in the money. The Money Shot is a daily feature that we bring into your world where we get you to grips with the movements on the stock market. We help you to understand what's happening to your money if it's on that stock market or to other people's money. And if you haven't yet got a way to get your own money involved in that, then you are wasting time. You are messing around. We need to get you on board with invest, hashtag invest. If you don't know anything about it, go to the Money Shot page on cliffcentral.com. It's really not hard to do. Many people do it every other day, and you might want to take a listen to Anthea, because when Anthea's on, you really do get the best information. Let's get straight to it. Let's have a little bit of rock music for Anthea this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Anthea, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. I do like that version.
All right. We'll keep it in the hot box.
Okay.
All right. Got you.
So yesterday, we managed a nice small positive close on the market. Mm-hmm. We had some peculiar moves, though, yesterday. Murray and Roberts, although it's not big enough to significantly move the needle, it closed over 33% higher yesterday. A big block trade went through, which is almost 20% of the company's market capitalization. Everyone's talking about it, except no one knows what's going on. Not even the company's investor relations team, we phoned them, seem to know what's going on. And the question really is, who would want to buy such a big stake in the company and in addition pay such a huge premium for it? Mm-hmm. You know, 30% higher than where it was trading. I'm sure it will come to light soon, but as you can imagine, market participants like us do not like, we do not like not knowing. So really everyone's talking about it.
Sure.
And then financials were a bit of a mixed bag yesterday. The three South African banks that have been accused by the Competition Commission of collusion underperformed a bit, but really nothing significant. Barclays was down 0.5%. Standard was down a few basis points. Investec, the last time I saw, was also down really like 0.1%. So the market not reacting to the Competition Commission accusations. I think if they are found guilty, they will be fined and they'll have a big fine to pay. But relative to the revenue they generate, I'm not sure what it's going to be. And I think the market's just going to wait and see, actually. As it gets closer, I think it might impact the share. But for now, market not reacting.
Anthea, I noticed some very severe moves. You mentioned how Stellar Capital is trading like a penny stock.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's really, I mean, you know, I think I must have bought it like an idiot somewhere around 4 Rand.
No, you and me both at 2 Rand 30 when they did the capital raise, remember?
So now it's at 1 Rand 20 or something, but it dropped like by 10% yesterday at some point.
Yeah. So they released yesterday provisional condensed financial statement. They reported NAV, net asset value, of 1 Rand 66 per share. So as you said, it's currently trading around 128 or somewhere in the 120s. And so we've still got a way to go before we get to this net asset value of 166. The big issue for Stellar in these results was that they had they have huge exposure to Tor Industries, which resulted in a mark-to-market unrealized fair value loss of 390 million rand, which is, and the group itself recorded a net loss of 309 million rand.
Oh.
So there's a lot going on. I think, Gareth, our timing was bad with this. So what Stellar are doing is they're building a really decent suite of companies that they're invested in. So they bought Prescient last year, but that's not in these numbers yet. And I think that will be earnings accretive. What else? They've got the Telemet business was fairly difficult last year, but I think they've decreased their net percentage exposure to it. So the question now, what do we do with the share? Do we hold on to it and just because we think it's going down, or do we think this is the bottom and give them a chance to show that their investment strategy is working? I like this share, and I've ridden it all the way down. And I do think that it'll come into its own at some stage. I just don't think it'll be in the next 2 months or so. I mean, it could be, you know, people could be, investors like ourselves could be looking at it and going, there we go, it's the bottom. And they could start buying it, in which case you could see the share rally again. So do you want to sell it now and try and buy it back later and time it? Or are you just going to hang on to it? I'm just going to hang on to mine. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to hang on to mine for a while longer and give them a chance, basically. I really have just put the share in the bottom drawer. I do watch the company carefully, and I'm going to leave it there for a while.
All right.
Are you okay with that? You don't like this at all.
No,
you don't like this volatility, do you?
I get nervous. You've made me nervous. You tell me these things every morning, and I don't know how to deal with it. I'm a basket case, thanks to you.
I'm sorry. But Gareth, this is I've tried to tell you this before, right? So if you're going to be invested in the stock market, you must understand that it's going to be volatile, and it's not always going to go your way. In the long term, yes, but in the short term, you're going to have to learn to live with this volatility.
Ugh.
Welcome to my life.
All right.
Okay, I have a bit of good news, actually. The retail sector also yesterday, a mixed bag, some shares up, some down. Both Woolworths and Truworths reported yesterday. Woolworths share, we do own it, was down 4%, so not a great result. There's a lot going on in that business, and I think I've spoken about last year how they got their fashion buying wrong, and it's coming through in the results this year because they had a decline in headline earnings per share of 4.5%, and they saw some margin compression of about 40 basis points, 0.4%. And I think that has, I'm going to blame it on kind of the fashion buying and the fact that they had to do a lot of marketing.
Who's fashion buying in particular? Which brand?
So one of the brands, Trenery, I think, is the big culprit here, actually, locally. And also what Woolworths are trying to do is to capture a lot more of the younger market. And I think they've got too much competition from the cheaper international brands like, Zara and H&M.
Yes.
And I think they've realized that. I think Ian Moyer, the CEO, has realized it. And they're going to stick to their knitting. They're going to stick to offering high-quality kind of classics, the stable stuff you need. You know, if you need a white shirt, then you go buy it there.
Right.
You don't need that sort of stuff. And then also talking about expanding and taking these South African brands, so RE, JT1, there's another one, I forget what it's called, like the younger brands, and taking that to David Jones in Australia, which I think is a good idea, and it's always nice to have South African IP exported, right?
Absolutely.
So I think that they got that wrong, but there's a lot going on. They're working hard at it, so it's fine. We own 3.5% in our portfolios. And since we launched hashtag invest, we launched it with Woolworths at 67.55 a share. It's now 70.50 a share, so we're not doing terribly. And I'm okay with holding it for a bit longer, unless they do something ridiculously stupid this year, which I don't think they will.
Right.
And then the other retailer that reported was Truers, which we don't own. And not the same business drama or issues that they had, but very much a similar picture in terms of numbers. Their headline earnings per share was down over 9%, more than Woolworths. And their margin compression was about 30 basis points, a third of a percent. We don't own the share. It's not a share I particularly like. They've got a few issues as well. They've got the national credit regulator issue coming through where they've sold on credit, which they shouldn't have done, blah, blah, blah. that's like a long, boring story. I think the issue with Truworths, though, is that, because the share has underperformed, is that they've been punished more than the other retailers. I mean, the one other retailer we do own is Foschini Group. We've got 3.5% in the aggressive and 5% in the growth portfolio. And when we launched hashtag invest, and I thought I was making, I was taking a kind of brave move here, but when we launched it, Foschini Group share price was 131.85 rand, and yesterday it was 164 rand. So I was worried about, exactly, I was worried about retailers going forward, but kind of the stability of the Foschini Group, the fact that they're such a good cash business has really paid off for them. I think I'm probably going to re-look at my allocations to the retailers, but I want to see the results before I do that.
All right.
Well, and that's pretty much it.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we're doing okay. I'm very happy with performance.
Well, we're all excited about next week with Praveen. I never thought I'd use the word excited and Praveen in the same sentence, but there we go.
What are you excited about? You can't possibly be.
No,
like,
I'm being sarcastic. That's the last thing. I wish we could just postpone it indefinitely.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? There's so many issues about the budget next week, Gareth. I think for the first time, it's really not about balancing the books. It's more about balancing the politics.
Yeah.
So
if Praveen comes in and he puts up taxes and then the president fires him like a week later, I'm going to be really annoyed because then he didn't need to put up taxes.
Maybe the president is using him as a scapegoat, putting up taxes.
Of course.
There's no doubt we're under revenued. We're undercapitalized as a country. We need the government needs more money.
Yes, but that's not our fault. That's because they're spending too much money.
But where are they going to get the money? They're going to come to us for it. The question is, of course, are they going to tax the wealthier or are they going to tax everyone? So are they going to put up tax on trusts, marginal tax rate? You know, we've got only less than a third of our working population pays tax. Mm-hmm. So you're just kind of a very – if you're going to put up marginal tax, then you're just –
You're punishing the productive
targeting
people.
Yes, and a very small part of the population. Whereas if you put up VAT, then it's across the board.
But then everyone suffers.
Yes.
So
and actually,
what a horrible job.
Yeah, no, not for all the money in the world do I want Praveen's job right now.
All right, thanks, Anthea. We'll check in with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Any fancy adventurous stuff happening this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Okay, all right, cool. There's Anthea right. Gardner, everybody. It's the Money Show. Good morning. CliffCentral.com. Friday. It's the weekend, baby. Very dramatic, right?
Mm.
You like it?
Starboy.
Yeah, the weekend. CliffCentral.com.